SPLM Secretary General Peter Lamboth started by addressing claims on mainly social media that SPLM were organizing a meeting in Lake State with the aim of transferring SPLM power to presidential envoy Bob Mell. The shooting incident at the home of former Director of National Security, Bob Mell being alleged to be acting president, and the latest being Bob Mell directed the Bank of South Sudan governor to disclose account balance of the president's family. He refuted all the allegations being transmitted through the social media and said the party has decided to respond to them because they are causing alarm among the population and party members.
We know in our experience that cyber warfare has now become the new front of bringing down governments and systems that have been established. And so therefore, leaving them the way they are would be a walk in the minefield. And so we have chosen to respond to some of these social media allegations. The sources of these rumors are sponsored by individuals to target some leaders in our government. And the writers, most of whom are young social media writers, are being paid by some political leaders to do this. And we know this because we have also found some of them. And when investigated, they tell you who paid them to write against some leaders or against the government. And this is unfortunate. It's being done, it's sponsored from outside the country and also inside the country. Majority of those sponsoring this propaganda, they are those who are fighting us against, they are those who are fighting against the government and the SPLM. Some of them are disgruntled politicians who are looking for positions in government. They think that if they can defame some of the leaders who are in government, maybe these people will be decreed out and they will come in. That is what they wish. And you will find that particular politicians from a certain place will defame somebody from their area. And so that when that person is removed, at least they have a chance of coming. This is what our people have really come down to. Some of these people are also disgruntled officers and active duty who are targeting political leaders. The people who are supposed to enforce the law are also engaged in these kinds of activities. And so, as SPLM, we have been advocates for freedom of speech. But freedom of speech that defames and infringes on the rights of others is not free. It is criminal.
Bob Mell, who is a senior SPLM member and special presidential envoy, described the allegation as misuse of social media. He says he is a disciplined member of the party and government official.
The country cannot be built by those people whose work is just revolving about negative media propaganda. I would advise you to stop. As you have heard, people like us, if you don't know us, we have reached this position because of respect. Respect for our country, respect for the system, and respect for leaders. I would also advise the politicians. We have what we call positive politics. Play your politics positively, not negatively. Because the consequences of you playing negative politics are very high.
The SPLM Secretary General Lam says the party respects people's rights to freedom of expression, but the government is capable of shutting down social media if it is for spreading misinformation.
we have the capacity to shut down social media in South Sudan. We have that. And don't dare people. We are the one who are saying don't shut down social media as SPLM. But if we put our hands up, if the social media becomes an anti-SPLM, we will put our hands up and we'll allow those who have capacity to shut it down to do that. You know, even in the region here, you don't have access to social media the way you have it here in South Sudan. Even Ethiopia here, you don't have it. I'm not even talking about big countries like China. So let us not push the button. Let us not abuse the freedom of speech. It will end up with you by being locked out, and you cannot use any of these social media outlets. You may remain with your phone.
The rumors and shooting incidents last month in Juba have sent wave of panic, although government officials and Office of the President issued a statement calling people to remain calm. Luag Nelson, Radio Miraya.